trucks burning down the street. People way down low. Ain't no sign with a sign of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging
on? It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are off today, back on Monday with Frank when they all return from their Jamaica vacation. So I got Tim and Josh here in the studio with me, but I also need you as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. The moment you've been waiting for all week long is here. As long as you have not played in 2016, you're welcome to join me today. 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. Those are our phone numbers. Now, if you're a new listener and you've never heard the Harris Challenge, let me lay out for you how this works. I'm going to pick a contestant here at random off the phone lines, and that person is going to get to choose a category from the ones that come spilling out of our computer in a moment. And in that category, there will be five questions, a one-point question, a two, a three, a four, and a five. That's a total of 15 points. In order to win, you have to get more than half of those points. So 8 points will do it, 9, 10, 11, all the way up to 15. If you do get 8 points or better, you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you, by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
You got me working.
Yeah, I do have you working as the substitute prize man today while Dan is gone, Tim.
All right, Dan. Dan's gone. All right, Paul, we've got one dozen free donuts from...
Donuts.
Do it again.
Donuts.
All right. Old Town Donut Shop with two locations in Florissant and Cottleville. We've got Peroni Street Pizzeria gift card with two locations in Florissant and O'Fallon, Missouri at MNP. And from Werenberg Theater. Free movie passes.
Yeah. So you have your choice of those, or if you do get all 15 points, we call that the clean sweep, and we give you a bonus prize.
And for a clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. 636-220-8989 or candici's.net.
All right, the business out of the way. Let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge is offered a unique broadcast opportunity that we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. You can use it to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or if you prearrange your own commercial endorsement, here's where you cash in on the big bucks.
Right on. Nothing too prearranged, but I just got some fun new woodworking tools from a cool website called grizzly.com. So woodworking or metalworking, you can check it out.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer and see which categories come spilling out, led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can choose Music and TV Names You Know, or Category 3, The Late Glenn Frey. Which one would you like, Luke?
What was the second category?
Music and TV Names You Know.
Let's try that one.
All right, we'll see if that's true. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The song Hello has become the fastest to reach 1 billion views on YouTube. Who sings it?
Adele.
Correct. Which singer was given a 35-carat, $7.5 million engagement ring by boyfriend Pete James Packer yesterday? Mariah Carey, Carrie Underwood, or Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj.
Mariah Carey. Which musician, best known for American Pie, was arrested on domestic violence charges on Monday?
Don McLean.
Correct. Which one-time member of the In Living Color cast helped pull a man from a burning truck this week?
Jamie Foxx.
Correct. Five-pointer. Which of these is not part of a new reality series coming out later this year? LeBron James, Charlie Sheen, or Professor Stephen Hawking?
This is a guess. Stephen Hawking.
He is going to be in a reality show later this year, a science-based show, and so is LeBron James, who's producing one about Cleveland. It's Charlie Sheen who will not be. But here's the good news for you, Luke. You got the 1, the 3, and the 4. That's 8 points just above the prize threshold, and you are a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. Hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes while I meet contestant number 2. Hello, Randy.
How are we doing today? AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'm a single guy, so I can't do that. So let's just play the game.
All right, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? The late Glenn Frey. Or our new third category, White as White Can Be, which is not about the Academy Awards.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm an Eagles fan, so I'll try to blow up on Glenn Frey.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Glenn Frey, of course, died this week at the age of 67. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these classic rockers co-wrote the Eagles hit Take It Easy with Glenn Frey? Bob Seger, Jackson Browne, or Joe Walsh?
Joe Walsh.
Jackson Browne. What is the name of the drummer who co-founded the Eagles with Glenn Frey?
Don Henley.
Correct. Which Eagles album is listed in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time?
Hotel California?
Correct. On what 1980s cop drama did Glenn Frey appear?
Miami Vice.
Correct. Five-pointer. Before forming the Eagles, which singer's band was Glenn Frey in? Was it Linda Ronstadt, Carole King, or Carly Simon?
That'd be Linda Ronstadt.
That would be Linda Ronstadt. And if you'd only gotten that one-pointer, Randy, you would have had the clean sweep. But you got yourself 14 points, and that's way enough to win. So hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes.
All righty, thank you.
All right, here's contestant number three. Hello, Ted. Ted, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Ted. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hi, I'd like to plug the soccer show I'm a part of on 590 AM every Saturday morning at 11 AM, the STL United Soccer Show.
Okay, we always appreciate giving plugs to other radio stations, Ted.
That's true. We pay for our time. We're good.
Okay, well, you pay them, not me.
I know.
Okay, so this weekend when you're on there, you're going to plug the Harris Challenge, right?
I do every week with Dan Dillon, and he does a trivia segment. I said, I heard that on Paul Harris last night.
Or you can listen to the Inside Out show at 11 a.m. on the Big 550.
All right, Ted, which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? White as White Can Be, or our new third category, On This Day?
Have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Michigan city is suffering through a public health emergency over its water supply?
That would be Flint.
Correct. A California company recalled shipments of cough syrup because instead of a Chinese herbal remedy, it actually contained which of these as a secret ingredient? Cocaine, liquid lead, or morphine?
Liquid lead.
Morphine. For 1 point each, which five planets were aligned? I'm sorry, that's the five-pointer. Here's your three-pointer. Which NFL team became the first to hire a woman as an assistant coach this week?
Buffalo Bills.
Correct. Four-pointer. Which world leader has been implicated in the 2006 assassination of a Russian spy turned British citizen?
Putin.
Correct. Now the five-pointer. For 1 point each, which five planets were aligned in an arc in the sky this morning?
Mars.
That's one.
Venus.
That's two.
Pluto.
No, not a planet.
Earth.
No.
Saturn.
I'm going to give you Saturn. The other two were Mercury and Jupiter. So let's see how you did here. You got the one, plus those three makes four, plus seven more for the Bills and Putin gives you 14 points. Congratulations.
Woo!
Yeah. That doesn't give you 14, it gives you 11, but you're still a winner. Congratulations, Ted.
Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Hang on, and Tim will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will go to our fourth contestant today. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug whatever you like.
I'm just glad we're not getting what the East Coast is getting.
Me too. Me too. 2 feet or more of snow. No, thank you.
Scott, you don't have any other radio programs that you want to plug?
No, that's okay. That's all right, Scott. We have two categories left, White as White Can Be or On This Day.
Let's try White as White Can Be.
All right. The word white will appear in all of the answers here, Scott. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What real estate scandal plagued the Bill Clinton administration?
Whitewater.
Correct. What movie starred Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson?
White Men Can Jump.
No, they can't. White Men Can't Jump. What former Green Bay Packer was nicknamed the Minister of Defense?
Reggie White.
Correct. Which 1980s band was led by David Coverdale and did videos that featured Tawny Kitaen?
White Snake.
correct. Which TV show of the 70s starred Ken Howard as a high school basketball coach?
Oh, geez. Chicago, Carver High.
White
Knight?
You know the show, but it was called The White Shadow. Not wow. The White Knights, Scott. So let's see how you did here. Whitewater for one, Reggie White for three, Whitesnake for four. 8 points makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Four winners in a row today. Let's see if we can get one more on the board, and maybe it'll be you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Nothing much to say. Just glad it's finally Friday. And the AM and the PM.
All right, we appreciate that. Our category left on the board here is On This Day. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the security regiment that has been guarding the Pope since this day in 1506?
Pass.
In 1997, who became the first Speaker of the House to be disciplined by Congress for ethics violations?
Tip O'Neill.
Newt Gingrich. In 1977, which president pardoned all Vietnam War draft evaders?
Ford.
Jimmy Carter. In 1793, what device was used to execute Louis XVI of France after he was found guilty of treason?
Guillotine.
Guillotine is right. In 1954, a submarine named the USS Nautilus was launched in Groton, Connecticut. What made it unique?
What year was that?
54.
First nuclear sub?
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. What is the name of the security regiment that's been guarding the Pope since this day in 1506?
I don't know. The Pope Patrol. No idea.
The Pope Patrol. You know what? Let me ask the judges. Can we accept Pope Patrol?
Yeah.
No, we can't. We needed the Swiss Guard. That's what they're called, Mike. But the good news for you is even though you choked early, you rallied late for the four and five for a total of nine, and we've got five consecutive winners for the first time in a long time. Why are you unhappy?
Because I knew what the music was that we were going to play.
Oh, the punishment music.
The punishment music.
Here's the good news. Mike, thank you very much for playing. Have a great weekend.
Somebody asked me why I'm unhappy. I'm going crazy back here.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Hard Worker has to fill out five pieces of paper now.
Yeah, answer calls. Try to do this.
It's a tough life.
It is.
You want to work in a coal mine? It's a lot easier.
This is the last time. No.
Josh is upset because we couldn't use the Punisher music. The good news is we'll have Punisher music ready to roll for next week when we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. If you missed previous Harris Challenges, you can come back and pick them up on my website, harrisonline.com. And, of course, live here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via that free downloadable KTRS app.
Meet me.
Oh, and now you want me to do traffic.
Oh, come on.
Let's see. It looks like they have cleared that accident that was on southbound 55 just before Bayless. But, boy, traffic is jammed back from 3200 South Broadway, and it's in pockets all the way down through Union, Rivas. They've also cleared the accident on 141 just before Highway 21. Now, you're still jammed up on eastbound 270 from McDonnell through New Florissant. We have eastbound 40 downtown. That's heavy Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70, you still have that slowdown Riverview out through Lucas and Hunt from 170 out past the airport. And it looks like we're still jammed up approaching St. Charles Rock Road on northbound 170 up through Airport Road. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, we've got Mike Evans coming up from Hollywood in a little while and a new batch of knuckleheads in the news in the next half hour. But our news director, Colin Jeffrey, was just running out the door. Before you go, can I ask you a question?
You bet.
This week, a state representative in South Carolina introduced legislation to effectively register journalists. He calls it the South Carolina Responsible Journalism Registry Law. His name is Mike Pitts, and he wants South Carolina to establish requirements for persons before they start working as a journalist for a media outlet and for media outlets before they hire a journalist. He wants to establish and operate a responsible journalism registry.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I followed this because
I'm obviously interested in the outcome of this.
Yes, you're not in South Carolina, but if Missouri and Illinois were to do this, you'd have to have a state agency give you the okay to do the news.
Yes, and one of the arguments for it was, well, we have background checks for the Second Amendment, and I would just say this. The Second Amendment says well-regulated. The First Amendment says freedom of the press shall not be abridged. I mean, that's it. That's all there is to it. This is not a good thing, but I'm not too worried about it because even if it passed, the first judge who saw this would laugh it out of the courtroom.
This is, by the way, the same legislator in South Carolina who wanted to get rid of our paper currency and make us use gold and silver coins for everything.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I mean, you'd hear journalists coming. They'd sound like...
You hear everybody coming.
Investigative Elliot Davis segments would be very different under this law.
I agree with you completely about the free press part of that. That's a very vital part of this, including citizen journalists, which are people who aren't necessarily employed by a media outlet. But we saw a couple of years ago, right here in our own suburbs in Ferguson, where we had a lot of people who were going out there and serving the role of citizen journalists, putting live feeds of video online, capturing things with their phones, telling stories on their blogs, etc. I think that's got to be a vital part of the information process that is the United States of America.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It is part of it, and that's what we live in. There are places that people who don't identify as press are that press just won't be. There's too many things happening. Videos of some of these police officers we've seen them shoot suspects in some cases. That wasn't Channel 2 down there getting that. That was someone with a smartphone. Mm-hmm. And that in its own form is journalism, and we can see that it's important to the telling the full story.
What I don't know is, A, what kind of criteria this guy would use.
If he likes you.
Two, you know that when he says responsible journalism, he means you say nice things about him.
Yeah.
If you ever were to write a critical piece about him or do a story about him that you covered on the radio or TV or a blog or anywhere, you could be deemed by this guy irresponsible and no longer licensed to tell the truth about what was going on in government or anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know how you enforce this. Like, do you confiscate people's Twitter accounts when they try to report things?
Yeah, I don't know what you do for noncompliance.
Yeah.
That was irresponsible. Have you not watched CNN? Now, I say this because I'm not a journalist. I actually get accused of this all the time. Not that, you know, being a journalist is a bad thing. People say, you're a journalist. You're a newsman.
No,
I've never claimed that I am. I never have any credentials for this. Whether you have a registry or not, I would never go forward and say I'm a journalist. I'm a talk show host. There's a big, big difference.
First, they came for the journalists, and I said nothing.
But I will say that in the last couple of decades, the name journalist has gotten a lot blurrier than it was for a long, long time. But I think that's a good thing because...
Yeah. You see it with quotes a lot in stories. Journalist, and there will be quotation marks around it.
Yeah.
Because they're not quite certain. Citizen journalists are an important part of telling stories.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's part of it. I make certain, I tell everyone this, get your news from multiple sources because that's how you get a full picture. You're not going to see it from, you know, someone on Twitter alone isn't going to have the full story.
And remember, there's always more at KTRS.com. That's what we call an inside joke here in the business. From the unregistered non-journalist, Paul Harris, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention all homeowners. Please stay tuned for the following fraud alert. The FBI warns that mortgage fraud, also known as house stealing, is one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes in America. A con artist pretending to be you forges documents transferring your home title into their name and then either sells your home for cash or takes out a big mortgage. You have no idea it's even happened until you get a foreclosure notice or the new owners show up to move in. Homeowners are strongly advised to go to the National Fraud Alert Service Home Title Lock and find out whether you've already been targeted as a victim. HomeTitleLock.com is providing this information, including a free trial of their fraud alert service, free of charge. Con artists are specifically targeting older homeowners, homeowners with equity in their homes, and owners of vacation homes, cabins, and rental properties. To find out if you've already been targeted as a victim, go to HomeTitleLock.com now for your free trial. Again, go to HomeTitleLock.com for details. HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
If you don't have life insurance because you think you can't afford it, stay tuned for the following special opportunity. A life insurance company is now offering affordable term life insurance to the American public for under a dollar a day, so you can finally protect your family's financial future. But hurry, call immediately for free information. 1-800-554-6922. The call only takes 5 minutes and it's absolutely free. With this affordable insurance, if you're a 40-year-old man who doesn't smoke, you could get a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's a $500,000 to protect your family's dreams. If you thought you couldn't afford life insurance, well, now you can. Make the quick 5-minute call now and secure your family's financial future. That's free information on term life insurance policies issued by American National Insurance Company for under a dollar a day. Don't miss this special opportunity. Call AmericanNationalDirect.com at 1-800-554-6922. That's 1-800-554-6922.
Message and data rates may apply.
Too many people are still needlessly suffering with joint discomfort. So we're taking Joint Relief to a whole new level by giving away a million complimentary samples of all new, fast-acting Instaflex Advanced, the advanced formula that takes Joint Relief to a whole new level. We took the number one top-selling joint formula at GNC and supercharged it with powerful key ingredients that work so fast, you need just one tiny pill a day to start feeling relief in just 1 week. Now we're giving away a million complimentary samples. Get yours by texting FLEX to 99000. Instaflex Advanced is not only incredibly fast, its key ingredient is twice as effective as other products using old-fashioned glucosamine plus chondroitin. It helps increase mobility and flexibility too. We're giving away a million complimentary samples to help people experience a whole new advanced level of relief. Complimentary samples are not available in any store. You can only get yours by texting FLEX to 99000. Again, text FLEX to 99000.
Great news for St. Louis. R&R Sanitation has taken over Progressive ISEI portable toilets. Now, what does that mean? That means for all of you who have been suffering with Progressive ISEI portable toilets, you can now look forward to receiving the best service in the industry, courtesy of R&R Sanitation. Basically, you've gone from worst to first. R&R Sanitation will be updating and bringing Progressive ISEI equipment up to date to R&R standards. Everything's going to be brand new, which means all the home builders that use Progressive ISEI will now get the benefit of the commitment to customer service that has made R&R Sanitation the leader in the industry, which means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you know what? When you have better porta potties from R&R Sanitation, we all win. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Why don't you sing it again one time?
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Friday afternoons on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris. Tim and Josh are here filling in for Dan and Ian. The regular on the show is right where he's supposed to be in Southern California. Here is Mr. Mike Evans. Hello, Mike.
How's everybody?
Doing just fine. How are you today? Are you completely over the flu or whatever you had last week?
Pretty close.
Good.
So the weather's missed you guys, huh?
We had a couple of inches earlier this week, and that was it. Nothing like they're getting hit with on the East Coast.
Oh. Paco's question, name the name of the star who loved Freddie Mercury so much that he has spent a lot of money to secure the rights to produce the Freddie Mercury biopic. Robert Plant, Robert Redford, Robert Downey Jr., Robert De Niro. Answer in a minute.
Okay.
Love Nuggets, they're certainly trying to keep it on the down low, but Rihanna and Leonardo DiCaprio have been spotted canoodling several times over the past few weeks in New York and St. Bart's. I don't think there's really anything to it. There's something to this, though. American Horror Story co-creator Brad Fulchek and Gwyneth Paltrow spent 3 weeks vacationing in Mexico during the holidays. They came back and have been looking at rings. And wearing a ring, by Mariah Carey is marrying her rich boyfriend, James Packer. She is wearing a 20-carat diamond ring that she became engaged with.
$7.5 million ring, I heard.
How about that?
And this guy Packer is part of the big beer distributorship over in, I think they're like the biggest beer brewers in Australia or something like that.
Huge money.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, talk about weird. Nicolas Cage dresses like something out of the Twilight Zone. I mean, he is so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick dresses his kid, Kal-El, which he named after Superman.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just as weird. I mean, the two of them walking down the street looks like a freak show.
Here's a guy who was totally into Elvis Presley and at one point married Elvis's daughter, right, Lisa Marie?
Yeah.
And is so into Superman, he named his kid after Superman?
That's right.
And now he's dressing as the kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jessica Chastain.
Mm-hmm.
I like her.
Me too.
Like dogs?
I'm not a dog person.
Oh, I love dogs. Jessica Chastain loves dogs, has adopted a three-legged dog, a rescue, named a Chaplain.
Nice.
I thought you should know that Prince Charles and his sons, Harry and William, play a friendly game of soccer every Saturday morning at Buckingham Palace. It's a tradition. Family and staff usually get involved. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of interesting. Big news about the poor folks in Flint, Michigan. You know, the ones that have no water to drink. The story about Cher, who lived there when she was just a little girl, donated 10,000 bottles of water. It's like, what? What's that cost, like $1,500 wholesale? I mean, between Cher and Eminem and Kid Rock and Motown Music, I mean, step your game up. They needed a million bottles of water. Yeah. You know, come on.
I just read about some guy who's a player for the Detroit Lions. I don't know his name. He's a lineman or something. He donated 96,000 bottles of water. That's more like it, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, but still, what a horrible thing going on in that town.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Little sports shorts. I like Denver and Carolina this week.
The home teams?
Yep.
Yeah. Even though New England is favored over the Broncos by 3.5?
I like Denver.
All right. I'm going to take New England there. But
I hate New England.
I don't like them, but I would bet on them. But I originally actually thought that the Cardinals might beat up on the Panthers this weekend. But now that this snowstorm is there and the Cardinals aren't flying out there till tomorrow, I don't figure this out. They're flying out tomorrow morning. The snow there is going to continue all day tomorrow. All the flights have been canceled. The airports are closed. How are they going to land?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they got to deal with that and the time change and then try to beat up on Cam Newton and the Panthers. Not going to happen on Sunday. I'm with you. Take Carolina.
There you go. A date in history, Telly Savalas of Kojak, Who Loves Your Baby, died on this date. By the way, Telly Savalas and Howard Cosell, the only two people that ever sued me for libel when I was working for the New York Post.
Really?
And I won both cases.
Nice.
Thank you. Pop quiz question. Who has the rights, about the rights to Freddie Mercury's biopic? Robert Redford, Robert Plant, Robert Downey Jr., or Robert De Niro?
Tim, you want to take a guess?
I'm going with Robert Downey Jr.
Josh?
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. for the trifecta.
The answer is Robert De Niro. And finally,
wow.
Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care of each other and be safe. Lili Okalani, Lani Ani Oke, Aloku, and Akagana, and Hui Hui O. Killaway, Kamaki, Kara, Hu, Waminalo, Kamaki, Kaka, Hui O.
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
That's Mike Evans, brought to you every day by Any Guns Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. You know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof and the other pig, Trixie, right there in front of the Smokehouse Market doors. Reminder, on your way home today, oil prices have gone up yesterday and today, which helped the stock market rebound a little bit, but also you're probably going to see at the pump. All I know is that 3 hours ago when I filled up, it was still a buck and a half a gallon.
Yeah.
Just a little reminder, things might have changed or might change tomorrow. So if you need gas, now might be a good time to get it. A picture you should look for online when you get a chance. Google the pictures of the guy who puts up frozen jeans in front of his house. Have you seen this?
No.
He's in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he had some jeans that he washed one day, and they didn't dry, and he noticed that they were still in the shape of the human body, like stand-up legs and the whole thing. So since the dryer didn't do the job, he put them outside, and they froze like that. And then people drove by and said, hey, I like your little display. And he had an idea. And so now he does it every day during the winter when it's cold enough. He has frozen jeans outside, and other people in the neighborhood are mimicking him. And now that the pictures have gone viral, other people around the country in cold enough places are doing the same thing. Frozen jeans art.
I thought you were going to say he had an idea. He started charging people to come on.
No, it's not quite like that. Also, I saw a picture, not a picture, but a story on Channel 5 yesterday about this guy in upstate Illinois who calls himself Canhead. Have you seen this guy? His name's Jamie Keaton. He says he has a mysterious medical condition that allows him to stick objects to his completely shaven, bald head. What looks to me is that he's using suction cup action to keep these things on his head. He'll take like a beer can and put it on there and press it on, and it will stay. And then he'll take a cup and put a metal cup and put it on the other side, and it will stay. The Guinness people have talked to him because he is now recognized as being able to stick the most things to his head, yeah. 8 beer cans. But I think there's something going on there. As a skeptic, I call BS on the mysterious medical condition thing. However, Canhead, and there's always a however in life, Canhead says he's making money at this because companies hire him to put their names on his head when he goes around and does these displays. He claims he's making up to $1,000 a day or $8,000 in a single weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
I do not buy it. I call BS on Canhead. A couple of other stories on my desktop today. You could soon use your phone to go through the store when you're at the supermarket and scan every device and then never have to go through any kind of cashier checkout thing. They already have self-checkout at all the supermarkets in our area where you go up with your cart, you take each one, you take it over the thing, boop, you know, it reads the UPC code and puts together. Now they're saying, according to this new device from Diebold, which does all sorts of electronic stuff, their press release says the concept will allow grocery store customers to skip the checkout lines and instead scan items with their phones as soon as they stuff them into their cart. And then you go up to a central pay station up front, like a self-checkout machine, and it reads what you have on your phone, and then you just pay that amount. Now, again, I'm a skeptic.
I'm very skeptical.
What do you see as the problem? Let's see if it's the same thing I think it is.
Let's see. I scan one item, and I'll take 5.
Yeah. You know, when you go to the self-checkout lanes at the supermarkets, they always have a cashier who's there.
Right.
And that presence, even if they can't really see everything that's going on, the presence of that person just a few feet away from you, I would bet you cuts down on shoplifting at that point tremendously.
Yes.
Who's going to follow you through the store to make sure that when you scan that salsa and chips and beer for the Super Bowl, that you actually did every six-pack and every jar and every bag?
Well, yeah. I'm sure at those self-checkout lines, they say, place item in the bag. And if you don't do it, place item in the bag. Place.
Yeah, but there's a scale under there that measured. Weighs.
Are they going to weigh an entire shopping cart? What if I get like 1,000 things? They're going to be able to tell minus the weight of the shopping cart down to the ounce?
Well, let's just talk about this for a second. I'm impressed by those scales and how they can take, you know, you can go into the store and buy one apple and it knows exactly what the weight of that red delicious apple is, and smaller stuff than that, you know, you go in, how much does a loaf of bread weigh, or a little bit of stuff that you got from the salad bar?
My little box of Zantac with 8 little tablets in there, it weighs nothing, and
yes,
you put it in the bag and boop,
and it knows that
it's
on there. Yeah, I'm impressed by that technology.
Yes.
I'm doubtful and skeptical about this technology. Let me check that. I'm not skeptical of the technology. I'm sure the technology is there because how hard can it be to have a UPC scanner on your phone and you go through the store? Would probably be pretty easy to do. I'm skeptical of the humans who would abuse the technology and not use it the way they're supposed to and steal, essentially. Yes, yeah. That's right.
They're all on us.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the guy who's got to weigh all that stuff initially? Bread, 1 pound. Xanax, 2 ounces.
Well, that probably, that's got to come from the manufacturer, not the stuff that they're making in the store. You know, when you go in there, it's like, okay, I'm gonna pick up some ribs for this weekend, and you go to Deerberg's and you go to the deli and you or the meat department and you get that. Somebody there actually has to put the weight on there, I assume, the exact weight.
Or the donuts. You gotta weigh the donuts.
Or the donuts, yeah.
Bear claw weighs more
donuts.
Than
exactly.
Donuts. And then there's the horrible story out of Renton, Washington yesterday about a woman who was in the movie theater. She had gone to see this movie, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, which, by the way, bombed at the box office last weekend. Huge, huge bomb. Very few people going to see this movie. 15 or 20 minutes into the showing, she gets shot from behind by another guy who's in there. Not because he's a random killer, but because he was drunk and had his gun and was fumbling with it, and it went off. And it went through 3 rows of seats into the back of her seat, hit her in the chest. She is still in serious condition. This happened less than 24 hours ago in Renton, Washington. By the way, the guy whose gun went off, he left. Other people in the theater didn't realize it was a gunshot. It sounded to them, they said, like a light bulb exploding in the theater. Or maybe the projector lens had gone out or something. That's what 2 witnesses said. But then when they saw a lady slump over and the guy next to her scream, that's when they knew, oh, that sound was a gunshot. And the guy who had fired the gun, he stumbled out towards an exit. And it wasn't until last night when the cops got a 911 call from the shooter's father, telling dispatchers, my son is distraught. He went to the movie theater, dropped his gun. It discharged. It was just an accident. He was very intoxicated. What do we do? And now they're trying to figure out whether there should be criminal charges against this guy.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just like I say, anybody who drives drunk and kills somebody or injures somebody should be charged criminally. You want to be a gun owner? You got to be a responsible gun owner. You want to take your gun with you wherever you go? You got to be careful to make sure, A, the safety is on, and B, you're not so drunk that you're accidentally going to drop it, or he was fumbling with it. Why would you fumble with your gun in the movie theater?
Alcohol and firearms.
Yeah.
A
deadly mix. This woman not dead, but in serious condition this afternoon. All right, shall we do some knuckleheads in the news? Brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. When you need a cab, get the STL Taxi app and order one to your door, or call them, 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Kristiansand, Norway, where a man woke up in the early hours Wednesday, heard a VW Passat engine firing up. He knew it was a VW Passat because that's his car, and the sound was coming from the front of his house. So he raced out, grabbed the car by the door handle, refused to let go. But the man, the thief behind the wheel, tried to shake him off by driving into the snow. So the owner clambered onto the roof of the car and clung onto the bars as the car sped off, and managed to hold on for several miles, during which the thief was driving at 45 to 50 miles an hour through neighborhood streets. And during the ride, the owner somehow managed to smash the back window with his knee, climb inside and grapple with the thief before the car hit a safety barrier. And he got knocked out of the car, and the thief ran away. Here's the kicker to this story. This was all in sub-zero temperatures, and the car owner was wearing nothing but boxer shorts. When the police did show up, they found the owner, the car thief, nowhere to be found. A police officer was very complimentary about what the car owner did, saying, quote, Bruce Willis couldn't have managed that. Not something we advise people to do, but now that he's done it, well, that is an incredible story, unquote. Story number two comes from Miami, Florida, where a guy named Juan Cinco, Spanish for Juan the Fifth, ordered an Uber car to pick him up and take him home Sunday night. But when the driver pulled up, a woman who he didn't know, named Anjali Ramkissoon, opened the door and jumped into the back seat. The Uber driver told her to get out. This ride's not for you, but she refused and got belligerent. Cinco, the guy who had ordered the Uber, used his phone to capture a video of the woman punching and kicking the driver, who eventually got out of the car to avoid being hit anymore. And that's when Anjali, the woman, climbed into the passenger seat and started throwing the driver's mail and cell phone and electronics and other devices and possessions out into the street. The driver told him she'd lost her mind. He called 911. By the time the police arrived, Anjali had gotten out of the Uber car and had hailed a regular taxi. The cops had to pull her out of the back seat of that cab. Once they had her in handcuffs, she still tried to kick some of the police officers on the scene. It was only when they put her in the police car that she started crying, apologizing, and claiming that she would lose her medical license as a neurologist if she got arrested.
No.
Juan, he's the guy who had ordered the Uber and was taking the video, said the Uber driver was too good of a person, decided to take a cash settlement enough to pay his cell phone bill and maybe his cable bill instead of taking legal action. Miami police spokeswoman Frederica Burden confirmed that officers had responded to the scene but said there was no report because things had gotten settled, so there was no investigation. However, and there's always a however in life, the video went viral, and the hospital where Anjali is a fourth-year neurology resident has been removed from all clinical duties while they do an internal investigation. In other words, have a long discussion with her. Story number three comes from Laverton, Australia, where thieves tried to siphon gas out of the tank of a tour bus, but opened the wrong door, accidentally tapped the sewage tank. The driver found the cap from the sewage tank on the ground, showing that the would-be perpetrators had managed to at least remove it. But police say that when the thief or thieves tried to siphon that fuel and got the mouthful of surprise instead, they must have beaten a very hasty retreat with a somewhat bitter taste in their mouth, says Sergeant Heath Sutar of the Laverton Police. He also said, "We have absolutely no interest in recovering the stolen goods." And our final story of the week is a story of knuckleheads in the news running out of stories. I'm sorry, 5 days in a row, folks. Even in a world like we live in, that's all the knuckleheads a man can collect. I'll gather up a new batch for you next Friday when I return. Frank and the gang will be back Monday. Until then, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you don't have to fly anywhere by air because you're going to get delayed by all of the screw-ups because of the storm back east. But on behalf of Tim and Josh and Colin and all of us here who work on the large morning show in the afternoon Friday edition, I'm Paul Harris. Follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show, on my website, harrisonline.com. In the roads, Tim.
All right, well, things are winding down in some areas, not in other places. We still have really backed up traffic on northbound 170 from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road, southbound 170, and that's from Olive down through Highway 40. The accident on southbound 141 at Highway 21, that's actually been moved off to the right shoulder, but you still, it looks like we have about a mile to a mile and a half back up there. Southbound 270, some slow pockets between Page down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, everything is thinned out approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, and a little slowdown westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. Get $4 in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner for every cartridge recycled. Minimum purchase of $60 on ink, $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled. Ends January 23rd. See store for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
It's the Tigers versus the Aggies. Tomorrow, the Missouri Tigers head south to take on the Aggies of Texas A&M.
Bang!
Coverage begins at 2 p.m. and the tip-off is at 2:30. Exclusively on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
I think the biggest thing in changing out the wood spindles to iron is that most everyone has wood, so most balustrades look the same.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And with the iron, you can personalize your balustrade by picking something that's unique with a finish and a style and a combination of balusters that really open up the look of the room.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
Most people can't believe the difference of the change. And that's why I say go to our website, because you can see a lot of before and after pictures of some of the jobs that we've done. And when we take out those wood spindles, it just seems to open up the room.
To see the quality and safety that Steerco can add to the character of your home, go to steerco.net. Steerco.net. Steerco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it, because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
We all realize the economy has been on a downturn. Jobs are scarce and money is not easy to come by. That's why it is now more important than ever to use locally owned and operated businesses. I'm Karen Cutis, and at Cutis Funeral Home, we realize keeping St. Louis money in St. Louis strengthens our economy. Cutis Funeral Home is St. Louis owned and operated, employing over 100 St. Louisans in our area and putting money back into our community. Cutis Funeral Home. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you call 800-350-0255 24 hours and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, the $36 million letter from the president of the Board of Aldermen in St. Louis to the National Football League.
A major snowstorm is crippling parts of the East Coast. How it's also impacting travel right here in St. Louis.
Coming to the aid of the Fenton Soccer Park, all new at 6, the St. Louis store pitching in, and how you can help repair the flood damage before the season starts.
Fox 2 News at 6 starts now.
But first at 6 and all new at 6, a new message from St. Louis to the NFL tonight. Pay up.
Aldermanic President Lewis Reed just sent a letter to the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling on the league to pay the city's remaining debt on the Edward Jones Dome. Fox 2's Andy Banker is here. And Andy, Reed says the